This is Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook, for March 4th, 2005. For more information, visit our website at welchwright.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwright.com or added as comments on the website. Today's column, Wasted Time. 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, 2,400 minutes to get something done. While I know many of you are working more hours than this each week, we all have the same problem. Unlike hard packaged goods, our product, the thing we sell, has an expiration date. Even the baker can sell day-old breads and cupcakes. But as consultants, once our billable hours pass, they're gone forever. An unbilled hour passed is an hour, and many dollars, lost. One can't help but be concerned with these hours and how more of them can be turned into productive sales instead of simply wasted time. Where do your hours go on any given day? Do you spend hour after hour in worthless meetings? Are you regularly stuck in traffic traveling to a client's office? Are minutes and hours spent waiting on a piece of information, that part for a broken machine, or simply someone else? Problems, large and small, eat away at our time, sending more and more time down the drain. You can imagine the distress of a manufacturer who found out half of their products never made it out of the factory. You need to be concerned as well. Over the last year, I've been keeping some detailed statistics regarding my work. I track not only the hours worked and the money earned, but also the travel time and the mileage for each call. Despite my best efforts, it's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to come anywhere close to 40 billable hours per week. As a consultant, travel time eats up many productive hours a day. This is especially true if your average billable hours per call is low. There are days I must travel 1 hour or more for a one-hour call. With a call like this, I lose 1 hour for every hour I work. Sure, you can make telephone calls while in the car, think about projects, and make notes, but you can't bill anyone directly for those hours, at least not in my line of work. I could attempt to start charging for travel time or requiring larger minimum time commitments on my clients, but both of these solutions are sure to send clients elsewhere. This would definitely make a bad situation even worse. If you work in an office, the same problems can occur. You may not have to worry about travel time, but meetings, personnel issues, and crises can quickly remove hours from your day before you even notice it. This is especially a problem when project managers estimate the time required to complete a project. They always use the most rosy prediction of how many hours you'll spend working on the project. Then they take away hour after hour with meetings about the vision statement, the new quality initiative, and even the failure of some people to make a new pot of coffee when they finish the last cup. You then find yourself with 40 hours of work to do with only 20 hours of time. No wonder projects miss their deadlines. One way to gain back some time is to create a to-don't list. The only way you can become more productive is to focus on those things that matter most. There are some things like useless meetings, long travel time, and others that you simply need to stop doing. Every hour you spend doing something that doesn't directly relate to your goals is an hour lost. Now note, I'm not saying that you don't have a life outside the office. You should also have to-don't lists for your personal life as well. The goal is to recapture those wasted hours that could be better used finishing your project, learning a new language, or creating an entirely new career. For more information on to-don'ting, see Tom Peters' website at tompeters.com. There's a PDF file available for you there. There's also a link on the website. At work or at home, once an hour has passed, it's gone forever. Are you spending your hours reaching for your business and personal goals? Or are you truly killing time? You can't sell your day-old hours at a discount. You can't get them back by working twice as hard. The only thing you can do is rededicate yourself to making each and every hour count. Stop doing those things that don't matter to you, your company, or your family. While some folks around you may complain, your career and your life will improve. This has been Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. You can support Career Opportunities via a PayPal donation, purchases through our Amazon store, or using the Google Ads on our website. If you have a service or product that might interest CareerUp listeners, consider sponsoring this podcast. Email career@welchwright.com for more information. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find a link to Computer Edge on the website. A complete text archive of past columns and the print edition of the High Tech Career Handbook are available on our website at welchwright.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwright.com or posted as comments on the website.